This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. Shelby Mounts joins us, the Executive Director of NexOps. Shelby, welcome to the show.
Hi, Noel. Thanks for having me back again. I appreciate the opportunity to come back.
Absolutely. We want to talk about the successes that you've had in transitioning service members back into society, getting a great job for them. It looks like 2023 was a banner year for you guys.
That's right. Yeah, we really focused last year on maximizing the efficiencies in our system and installing some new process tools. And I think our relationships with various military bases and employers have regained footing post-COVID, and we were able to set records in placement and the time to place, the average starting salaries for our candidates, and really set the conditions for some growth that we're experiencing this year.
Well, tell us about the numbers in 2023.
Yep, so we placed 669 enlisted candidates with good employers last year, which was an all-time high for us. Previous to COVID, the record was 604, so that was about a 10% increase. And then we have a metric that we really gauge our process time on called time to place. So once a candidate begins to look for employment, we try to keep that number below 40 days, and last year it was 37. So that's pretty good against any industry averages, particularly given the fact that some of the industry employers might have a process that could take 3 to 4 months to employ. So it's a balancing act sometimes between those that are transitioning out of service and might have the benefit of more time to prepare versus those who are veterans already out in industry and looking for a new role, and they may need to be available and be hunting right away. And then average starting salary was the other big key metric for us. And our intention is to increase average starting salaries for our candidates in a way that beats inflation every year. So last year, we nearly hit a 5% increase with an average starting salary of $66,000 per candidate.
That's awesome. And just so for the benefit of the listening audience, we know that only 1 in 4 service members that are transitioning back to civilian life leave the military with a job already in place. So that means 75% of those that are coming out don't have something in place, right?
That's absolutely right. And there's a lot of analysis and data, and we definitely see anecdotally that if a service member coming out of service, particularly if they're not retiring, which the enlisted cohort that we serve in most cases is not retiring, they've simply done their time, 4, 6, 8 years, whatever it is, and they're getting out, that because they lose their paycheck, their health care, their housing, food allowances, et cetera, they need to find work right away or a lot of bad things can start to happen and lead to stress, emotional challenges, relationship challenges, homelessness, and in some cases, even suicidal thoughts and actions. So it's a really good outcome for them to be able to land a job quickly. But for us, I think it's more than just a job. It's about helping them and coaching them through the idea of I need a job into I want to choose something that will fit me, that will allow me to use my skills, probably develop a career and be able to not only contribute to an employer, but be able to take care of myself, my family, and my community as well. So those are some of the key elements that we focus on as we coach and develop our candidates.
You know, I was really excited that you came back on because one of the things that I left our last interview with is that I think oftentimes when we think about military rolling out, we don't realize that that's really the end of employment, right? Because, you know, I don't have a job. I was earning some money when I was in the military. I had benefits when I was in the military. And then all of a sudden I'm rolling out on a date certain and I don't have anything.
You know, that's absolutely true.
I don't think the public views it that way. You know, I mean, I know I did, and I was guilty. I don't know why I thought there was this magical place that they landed in or something. I just didn't look at it. I just didn't look at it in that context, right?
Right. And most people don't. Why would you? Unless you know somebody. And increasingly in this day and age, a lot of people don't have a direct connection to someone in the service. Maybe their grandfather served back in Vietnam or earlier. They might have an uncle or even some friends that went off into the service. But more and more, you find that people just don't have a direct connection, like an immediate family member or a close friend that served. And so that experience is just a little bit opaque, I think, to most society.
Yeah, it's something that it's not at the forefront. Last time we talked, you guys were exploring an opportunity relative to the Blue Forge Alliance, a nonprofit that supports a U.S. Navy submarine industrial base. Where do y'all stand on that endeavor? Because that was going to offer up a number of placements for your folks, right?
That's right. Yeah, we spent some time on that one in the last interview, and it's continuing to progress and accelerate. We, just since we spoke last time, have hired our aerospace and defense program manager, which is funded through this arrangement, and it's the first time that NextOp has had this sort of organizational design to really focus in on the aerospace and defense industry, with the submarine industrial base work being a critical cornerstone of that. So he's a retired Air Force E-8, a lot of background in aviation maintenance, but he's also run a couple of entrepreneurial programs over the last couple of years. So we like that balance, because this is pretty well a greenfield effort for us. So we need someone that can come in an undefined environment and focus in on this goal of getting 100 of our candidates into the submarine industrial base this year, but build out the team and the process to do that. So we've come through that hiring and onboarding of Adam Forbes. He's doing a good job for us, getting connected to various employers and other partners in this ecosystem. And then we've also, I think I mentioned, we had access to buildsubmarines.com, which is the website that candidates interested in the submarine industrial base can go register for, and companies that are in that industrial base and want to hire these candidates can go access. But what we're doing is providing a more proactive approach of pulling the enlisted veteran candidates that register and directly engaging them and getting them into our system, where we can coach and guide them through the complexities of trying to, one, connect with these employers for the jobs, but two, if they don't have the requisite skills, try to find a training pathway and even a paid training opportunity to be able to go develop the specific skills that an employer might want. Ones that are in high demand, as you might imagine, are welding and CNC operator for machining, but there's certainly lots of others, and they're not all trade skills either. Some of them are things like IT and cyber, logistics, supervisors, things like that. So we're making great progress on that. We've worked out all the kind of initial process of pulling and engaging those candidates through, and we're starting to make referrals into a number of training programs as well as introductions for job interviews.
I remember a lot of promotional stuff about 20 years ago of going into the military, you know, recruiting things about the amount and breadth and depth of training that they receive. Is that still the case today?
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say that the advanced technical quality of the training, I watched it in my Navy career go from what we call steam gauges with kind of a more traditional, older design aircraft cockpit and training systems through a digital transformation, both inside the platforms themselves. So we had digital gauges in my helicopters, but also into the training systems. And that led to virtual environment creation. And that approach not only enables a much richer training environment, it advances the speed of the training, the technical aptitude, the warfighting capabilities, and that has trickled not just from aviation, but throughout all aspects of training now, where you can create virtual ranges, operating environments, and virtual training for operating mechanical equipment and this sort of thing. So those investments continue. They develop. They bring in new technologies like augmented and virtual reality. And people come out, I think, very forward-leaning around advanced technology savvy training programs. But it really boils back to this idea we talked about a little over a year ago when you had me on the first time of military members are trained to be trained. And that's one of the most valuable skills, I think, that a service member can bring out with them is that they're very adaptable. They learn quick. They understand what's important. And that's something that a lot of people just don't talk about when they're thinking about veteran contributing to a team.
Well, I embrace that notion because I can tell you that the folks that I hired at the sheriff's office, former military, they were a lot more receptive to training than others. And that speaks right to what you just articulated.
Exactly. Yep. So that continues to this day. And I think that I think a lot of employers and a lot of media talk about the soft skills of our military. But even if someone doesn't have a directly translatable skill into a civilian speak, they have certainly learned how to learn. They have to have an understanding of how to leverage processes, follow checklists, follow orders, operate in a team. So those set them up for a variety of opportunities to go get maybe a particular hard skill that's required for a role.
Shelby, I've got a couple of texts here predominantly asking about is there transitional work opportunities for these folks that, you know, they have a necessity for part-time work in short segments of time until y'all can get them something more permanent. Do y'all provide that assistance? Because obviously we have a couple of companies that are interested in trying to hook up with y'all in that regard.
So every conversation is worth having. We typically don't try to put somebody into a part-time role unless that's specifically the type of role they're looking for. We do have the mix, right? What we do offer, and we're working directly right now with the Pelicans and the Saints recruiting team to stand up their own SkillBridge program. And DOD has this SkillBridge program. It's been around for a few years. It's gone into a couple of different iterations. And frankly, every service manages it a little bit differently. But what it's structured to do is provide up to the last 6 months of active duty time an internship opportunity for a service member that is approved by the chain of command to go to a company which is approved to be a SkillBridge company and host that member while they're still on active duty, so for free for the company, and they can serve as an intern there and perform a role and get trained up and learn about that company. There's no mandatory commitment to hire them on the backside, and certainly the candidate does not have to stay there, but this program does provide a nice bridge for those that are approved. And so the Saints, Pelicans organizations have achieved this SkillBridge approval, and now they want to bring people into their operations team, and we're providing some behind the scenes help with their team to understand some of the barriers and challenges around the program itself, and work with the candidates to help filter to the type of person that they want to bring on. There's not very many SkillBridge programs in the state of Louisiana right now, and because of our certification as a facilitator and a host, we're able to help companies that want to go after that model. It's a little different than an apprenticeship model, but it's akin to that, and a step for the right people sometimes is a good way to get going with the company.
Absolutely. It sounds like a great program. I guess we also should congratulate you guys. Y'all were the 2023 Platinum Hire Vets Medallion from the U.S. Department of Labor, which is the only federal-level veterans employment award that recognizes a company or organization's commitment to veteran hiring, retention, and professional development. I don't think it's really easy to get this award, so congratulations to you guys.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, we're proud of that one in particular. We've got a number of awards from a variety of charitable transparency organizations out there. We tend to rank out at the very top tiers of those. I think, you know, we have a very virtuous mission. We have a very rewarding mission. And as a nonprofit, we try to run the organization in accordance with the most transparent standards. And the third parties are recognizing us and calling us out for that. So we certainly appreciate it. But those are kind of like ribbons on your military uniform. We display them proudly and, mm-hmm. and move on with the mission.
Absolutely, for sure. People want to reach out to you. Where do they go?
Easiest way to get a hold of us is just to go to our website, which is nextopvets.org. And when you land on our front page there, it's pretty simple. If you want to hire a vet, you click that button. If you are a veteran looking for a job, you click that button. And if you feel like you want to donate to the cause, there's a button for that too.
And that's nextopvets.org, nextopvets.org. Shelby, congratulations to all that y'all accomplish in 2023. I understand you're on track to beat those numbers in 2024. Not to put any pressure on you, Shelby, but the next time we come on, we expect those numbers to be greater than 2023. But we understand the great work that you guys are doing and appreciate the same. Have a great weekend, my friend. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Very much appreciated. Enjoy the French Quarter Festival.
Absolutely. Shelby Mounts, Next Ops Executive Director. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll go to the talk lines. It's No Filter Friday. Beautiful day. You got something to say? We'd love to hear it. Stay with us.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app. Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.